This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's just like people think great white sharks are going to kill them, even though less than 15 people a year die from them. Most folks won't swim in the ocean because they think a shark's going to eat them. It's the fears they inject in our minds. Myth over reality. Illusion over facts. Communist China's killed over 100 million of their own people, conservatively. And now our entire military-industrial complex, our entire media complex, Google, Facebook, Twitter, are all moving there and setting up censorship systems to help oppress the Chinese people, and they're launching all the same censorship here. And Congress finally, halfway, is getting awake. Finally, halfway is concerned. And the globalist answer is to have everything from Fox News to CNN lie about me, defame me, not show what I actually said, and say I need to be taken off the air to set that precedent. I want to open the phones up specifically for listeners, and I'll go to your calls. I'm not bad about not going to them. On China. I mean, how this is hiding in plain view, how Communist China has had Apple move there and put the keys to the Apple code and their iCloud, that means your identity, to the Chinese government. The only thing more outrageous is they gave them 21 million names and backgrounds and social security numbers of our entire U.S. government, their families, their spouses, U.S. intelligence. I mean, we are devastated by the Chi-Coms. And they're so bold, folks. They take over the universities, the hiring processes. They're putting CFR / globalist Chinese agents who are black, white, old, young. Most of them aren't Chinese. Into the government agencies. I mean, we're far gone. We're far, far gone. And Trump's trying to just scrape some of it off and just almost like, almost negotiate, you know, where we won't be totally destroyed because Hillary and the globalists are going to totally implode us. And then they call him a Russian traitor. It's just so painful to watch. It's so epic. It's so historical. And then I'm reading the news, and they're just like, oh, big deal. Okay, they're helping run the censorship. And they're help bringing it in here. And they're helping arrest and kill people. We need Bill Hemmer on Fox to, you know, talk about, isn't it terrible, the millions that have been killed by the Chinese, and how Google's helping him. But no, he'll just have someone on to lie about what I said about Sandy Hook, and then never show any proof, and he'll look real good in the camera and feel good about himself, and, you know, join in with CNN and everybody else lying about me in the New York Times, and, you know, just join in on it. And then there's criticism of Tucker Carlson and others, because they said, well, Alex isn't perfect, but a lot of that's out of context, and, you know, my God, look at the stuff, you know, that Bill Maher says. And he says, abort all the babies, and he hopes America implodes, and he wants to have a depression. But that's okay. And they can all say, kill Trump, kill Trump, kill Trump. I say figuratively, politically, I want to have a political shootout with Robert Mueller. The last thing I want is Mueller to get hurt, turn him into a victim, into a martyr. Everybody knows I'm against offensive violence. It's not who I am. But they're always saying I'm violent, so I said, why don't I said a little split-second thing. I do this a lot. So it was premeditated, but not really. It's kind of like a spontaneous, like, love at first sight, hate at first sight. It was like, it was thought out, but like in 10 seconds. It was like, Mueller makes me so sick, the way he's railroading everybody, having fake trials and breaking the Constitution and spying on Manafort's phone calls in jail with his lawyers, totally illegal. And gosh, it's so crazy. And he was involved for 10 years with Alita Express, with all these world leaders on it, having sex with, reportedly, his kids as young as 7. They whitewashed it to 14, 13-year-olds. They're being taken to sex islands and sex sheiks, you know, with harems. It's nightmare stuff in the Middle East. And it makes me mad. And I said, you know, oh, Mueller raped kids right in front of me. But I said, that's not what he does. He doesn't do it reportedly. He just watches it and uses it to blackmail people, which is confirmed. And the media goes, it's crazy. He claims that Mueller's in a pizza place raping people. Never said that. They just mix it all together. And that's crazy. Oh, but you know what? That news got out by me getting up there saying, I don't want to do this for real, but I mean politically, you know, High Noon, Spaghetti Western music, we're going to take these globalists out politically. They turn that into, you're being violent, you're threatening us, you're so mean. Oh. When they're the ones constantly saying, murder, 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 attack Trump supporters, kidnap Barron, rape him.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID. To buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture. In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy. It's crazy.
We are back live into hour number two on the most demonized, most maligned, most lied about, most persecuted radio/TV transmission in the world. And why is that? Because we've got hope, and we've got stamina, and we've got will, and we've got spirit, and we've got a belief in America and Western civilization and the Constitution and Bill of Rights and private property and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Father and the Holy Ghost. We carry the light in the dark of the night. And sometimes I stumble over myself. Sometimes I fall into a pit. Sometimes I get things wrong. But my spirit's pointing in the right direction, and I love God. You know, I'm a news hound. So at night, in the morning, and all day, I just look at news articles and video clips to the point my head spins. And I've watched California and Illinois and a bunch of other states pass laws so illegal aliens can vote. And then I've watched governors veto them or not implement them because it violates federal law. And then I look at Snopes and PolitiFact and these other groups that are the all high and mighty fact checkers, which means I guess they kind of sneeze in their handkerchief and see what that says and then go off that. See what, you know, in reality, what Soros and the CFR say, and they just regurgitate. It's why they all parrot. They put out a message and they parrot. And that's how the agenda just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and goes forever, doesn't it? But all these different cities are legalizing illegal aliens voting, and all these Democrat states are giving driver's license to illegal aliens, which they then are able to vote with. And by the way, here's Breitbart looking at a national poll. 54% of Democrats support giving illegal aliens the right to vote. 53% of self-described liberals say they support giving illegal aliens the right to vote, period, in federal elections, local, you name it. And at first they go, oh, it's just school elections or things like that. Because, oh, you're here illegally and you get access to all the welfare. So, but now you got a right. You're not a second-class citizen. San Francisco gives illegals the right to vote. There it is, NBC News. Non-citizens legally registered to vote. They tell them, oh, go vote. It's okay. Go right ahead. You think you go to Mexico and vote if you're not a citizen? They laugh at you. Or Russia or Japan or South Africa? They would laugh at you. The Communist Party of the ANC now runs South Africa. They've run it to the ground, looted it, robbed it for the globalists, just like Venezuela did. They're announcing moves to not let whites vote, 9% of the population, and to take their land and then kill them. The same defense minister, he's the minister of defense, who's the deputy in the government, he said, we're not going to kill you till we take the land. And then they tried to flee to Australia, and they said, no, that's racist. You can't leave. Okay. Talk about Nazi Germany. Oh, but they're black. They can't do that. Well, I feel sorry for Africa because mythical kingdoms like Wakanda are just that mythical. Civilization's hard enough to hold together. And you did have colonialism and all the rest of it, but you have running water and things like that there. And you have, on average, very poor white farmers who came there because they were Christians and wanted to, just like the pilgrims came to here. That means they were perfect. They were trying to go have religious freedom. The Afrikaners and others are Dutch. They're basically like Amish-like. There were big movements during the Reformation 300, 400, 500 years ago to get away from all the sectarian wars in Europe and the rest of it. So people left to Africa, and they left all over. And you can bitch about them all day, but then everybody wants to get into the countries that Protestant Christian worth ethics set up. Don't steal from people, have just courts. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but everybody wants to get in the white Protestant countries. I mean, there are places in South America where they beg more Amish to come in. Amish have gone into several countries and turned deserts into green oases. So that's what's going on. And, you know, the Amish don't have autism. They're not eating glyphosate food. They don't use glyphosate. And they don't take vaccines. And they live longer, on average 10 years. Their birth defects are way lower, even though they have genetic inbreeding. And they do not have autism. Not endorsing all the stuff the Amish do. They have some secret programs people don't really know about that I know about. I talked to some of the people. They like to get highly decorated Army and Marine Corps officers who just so happen to be Dutch to go, and they pay them big money to stud out their daughters so they get new genetic bloodlines. And the whole family sits in there in the room with you. And they put a sheet between you like Orthodox Jews do. Interestingly, but it's just like breeding cattle. And they pay them a lot of money. They do genetic testing, whole nine yards. And then they stud them out. Little side factoids. Doesn't really matter. But the thing about knowledge, though, it's so addicting. Like, you want to learn more, 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 more. Because there's just so much to know. Of course, that kind of sounds wild. But it's like going to a sperm bank. They just don't trust the sperm banks, which is probably pretty smart. Half the time, you're not even getting what they claim you're getting. You're getting some schizophrenic double murderer. You thought you were getting some, you know, brain surgeon. Isn't that funny? A lot of folks study genetics, though. Mormons study it. Other people study it. They find it very, very interesting. We're told none of that even matters anymore, does it? No, no, no. The globalists know. So we're going to go to break. We got a special guest who is a patriot. He runs a TV station. He's also a talk show host, really smart guy. We had him on a few weeks ago. We're going to get him in studio. He's been massively censored. So we'll surprise you with that guest when he's here in studio in the next segment. And we're going to go to break. And I do want to take some calls while he's on with us into the next hour as well. Specifically on Google moving to China, like Apple, and helping set up a censorship thing to help the communist regime, the dictatorship, stay in power. And they're also already bringing in the same things they're learning in China here. Total scandal, total evil. You won't hear a word about it. It'll all be on the news, how mean Alex Jones is, and how he hurt the Newtown families, and how he sends people to their houses, and how he won't say that it didn't happen. None of that's even true. And they'll just use that as their way to demonize independent media, which they're threatened by. And the American psycho lookalike, Bill Hemmer, I can sit up there and, you know, he's the good guy now with his program that basically was like an MSNBC show with what they're doing. They really want the president to turn against InfoWars as if I'm petty, as if the president's even stupid to do that. And then hoping I'd get mad at Trump and take his base. I mean, it's such elaborate stuff they do. And I know folks that have been in the meetings with the Democrats up in D.C., because we have a lot of people that are actually on our team, you know, that give us the info, who actually have consciences, and they're just like, it's incredible. They are going to make, I told you this 6 months ago, but it's official now, InfoWars and yours truly, the 2018 and 2020 issue. And it's insane. Because they do know we're the key base that helped get Trump over the top, so they can cut him off from his base. They think it'll, you know, it's kind of like the denied David Duke thing. But, you know, David Duke really did say the things he said. With me, that's not the case. I'm not going to wade into the middle of it. It's just amazing. And it's history. And it's what I asked for, so I'm here experiencing it. But so much more to get into. But there you go. The illegal aliens vote all over the country. But the liberals say it's a total conspiracy of Alex Jones, and I'm insane, and political taxes is not happening.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@GCNlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture, everybody, so we look nice and handsome. And
beautiful. Perfect.
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Three American hostages are back home.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. Seize this moment. Believe in yourselves. Believe in your future. And believe once more in America.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body. And I will never, ever let you down. The forgotten man and the forgotten woman. You're not forgotten anymore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tom Papperton, guest hosting with us throughout the rest of the broadcast here. He heads up one of the great TV affiliates that we're on. We'll tell you about some of that. But he also heads up one of the biggest Trump channels out there that they've now been deleting. Facebook kills pro-Trump account hours ahead of censorship hearing. That was out just a few weeks ago. So I wanted to get him in studio because we forget that just the day after Congressman Matt Gaetz said he didn't know anything about any type of banning at all, suddenly he got totally shadow banned with a bunch of other members of Congress, completely banned. So this is very draconian. Now on the heels of The Intercept getting internal documents, Sky News also reporting that Google plans to launch censored search engine in China. Leaked documents real, but when you read the article, they're already doing it and they're bringing it here. So this is so criminal. This is so authoritarian, but you wouldn't know that on Fox or even CNN or MSNBC right now. It's all how Alex Jones is being sued by the Sandy Hook parents for saying their kids didn't die when I didn't say that. And they never show what I supposedly said because it's always about the children. We've got to take the guns away. It's for the children. We've got to shut the free speech down. It's for the children. And all these other headlines that Jones has gotten another strike on YouTube and Facebook for bullying a child. They reported I beat up a child. Didn't say where, didn't say when. It was actually ABC News video, some kid beating up an adult, and the guy shoves him to the ground. Everybody else showed it. They just take the video down and go, he bullied a child. But that didn't stop. Now the New York Times and others and the Daily Dot, why, they say that I bullied a transgender child. Next it'll be I murdered a child, and there's no attribution, there's no link to where it was. And they call themselves the real news, and they call us the fake news. But as the president said, it's one giant hoax. So Tom Pappert is here with us. He heads up God Emperor Trump on the own website, and obviously still on Twitter, but restricted and blocked on Facebook. Good to have you here with us.
Glad to be here, Alex. You know, I only wish that I got to come here on a day when InfoWars wasn't so under siege, but I guess maybe there's no such thing anymore. But one thing that you said made me think, you know, one of Vox Day's rules is SJWs always project, and that's exactly
what they always lie.
They always lie, too. But they project. You know, they say you're a bully. They say that you're bullying children, and what they're doing is they're trying to bully you into silence. They're trying to bully this entire massive InfoWars operation into silence. So I just, it's so hypocritical, but I guess so is everything they do, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised.
I love how no one knew that the censorship had gotten 50 times worse, and then suddenly now everybody does know. And again, that goes back to InfoWars and what you've done, everybody else pointing out and explaining how it's happening, and now Congress knows, and now they're getting scared.
Right, right. Well, you know, days before they had the most recent hearing where Gates, of course, threw you under the bus, so to speak, that is when they took my page down, same exact day. And a week before that, of course, InfoWars released its bombshell report, and now we see it happening. Now we see them intensifying this. Now we see them, uh-oh, it's out in the open. People are starting to learn about it. Let's destroy them. Let's piece it apart and make it so nobody can hear what they have to say and they can't defend themselves.
And then Matt Gaetz, the next day, goes, I feel violated. No one can see my tweets. Yeah, dude. He goes, wait, that's discriminatory. The Democrats can tweet whoever they want. This is a form of political contribution to the Democratic Party by blocking me. Exactly. It's discriminatory, dude. They're operating as a utility, and they're discriminating. We're not even violating their rules. They're misrepresenting, and they're doing it to steal 2018. Wake up!
That's exactly right.
Thank God Trump came out and said it's illegal and that it's criminal. We need action against this. What do you think the president should do? I say we keep beating the drum. I think this First Amendment attack is the heart. It's a very popular issue. It's constitutional. It's the right issue. It's critical. And Trump needs to go big guns on this.
Well, and I know I've heard you say without this grassroots a unit that we have here, all of us, InfoWars, everybody.
Matt Drudge, all of it together.
There would be no Trump. There would be no populist insurgency that we're seeing worldwide right now. So, of course, they want to shut it down. It only makes sense to try to shut it down. And if we don't defend ourselves, they will shut it down.
When I have a chance to get information from the president, that's all I cover now is, sir, you are shadow banned. Here's the website where you can see how you're shadow banned. Because they have sites that track it.
Right.
And now Trump's actually gone and looked and knows it.
Really? Well, that's going to make the difference. I mean, for the president's voice to be silenced on Twitter, which we had the one rogue Twitter employee, what was it, a year and a half ago, delete his account. Like, these people do not like us. They want nothing to do with us. It shouldn't be.
Exactly the same hearing, they said Jones was banned for saying nobody died at Parkland. The head of YouTube didn't go. Actually, she told Bloomberg it was an accident. A rogue employee did it. Alex Jones didn't say that.
Mm.
So, see, but they've already set the precedent to say we can ban whatever we want, so then they misrepresent what you said to ban it. But they shouldn't be able to ban it to begin with unless it's obscene.
Well, and, you know, they have all of the major social media companies. They have these nebulous community standards or guidelines or whatever they want to call it.
And it's secretly done. You know, the secretly groups, they complain about you, so you can't face your accuser. This is 101 Soviet garbage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And well, go ahead.
You can't be in the public square without Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Well, Tom Pappert's an amazing talk show host in his own right. He's headed up a situation that's reached hundreds of millions of people, God Emperor. You can find him on Twitter, The Honest Media, Facebook, The Honest Media. And he's going to be right back. It's about the TV station that he heads up, that he works at, that you can also hear us and see us on 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection,
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage has confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that
we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They could shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tom Papert's here, and again, he's reached hundreds of millions of people with the great satire, the articles, the memes, God Emperor Trump, and he got blocked and banned on Facebook the day of the hearings where they sat the Republicans and Democrats and all acted like they were little goody-two-shoes for their constituents and said, how are you going to clean up the Internet? And they said, well, we're going to ban all of you Republicans since you're so stupid that you don't even know what we're already shadow banning you 90%. How about a 100% ban, Gates? And Gates did a 180. And I want to be, here's the deal, behind the scenes, Gates has been on, we educated Gates, Roger Stone helped get him elected, knows him well, talks to him all the time. Gates was asked to be a champion, it was all explained about shadow banning. The president was brought in on this by a lot of people, us included. I'm not trying to toot our horn because the media goes crazy with it, but I'm actually freaked out, Tom, that it's us that wrote the report, us that got it to the president, and then you saw him weeks later come out about it. I mean, that scares the living hell out of me that 9 times out of 10, it's InfoWars or Drudge Report is the only place this stuff breaks through. Like, Drudge Report's the only place that linked to the 4 videos that YouTube banned showing Islamic invasion, kids being taken to strip shows, which I think is wrong. They said that was being abusing kids. I don't care if it's gay or heterosexual. Don't take kids to, for, you know, to 2-year-olds, to, you know, for stripping. You know, with men shaking their butts in little kids' faces. It's weird, man. It's I think it's abusive. But anyways, they banned that, saying, I abuse children. The other video was a guy pushing a kid down after he punches him 4 times in the head. That was all over every TV station in the country. But they wouldn't let you see it. So now I have people, you know, media calling up saying, what child did you abuse? And I tell, you know, the New York Times, you name it. They never want the actual quotes. They just act like they reached out. I go, it's ABC News. I didn't push the damn kid down. Excuse me, I'm ranting, and I have you here as a guest. It's just, and I know they're liars, but the level of lying is so incredible. Or maybe it's always been that bad. It's just I'm personally experiencing it, so I firsthand, but take this. They said Trump hates all Mexicans and says they're all rapists. Never said that. There is no clip. Just like they say, you know, all this, like Tom Brokaw says, I'm deeply racist. Doesn't play a clip. You're a news guy. You run a TV station. Tell folks about it. I mean, since when do they not show where you said it and just say it? It's another level.
It is. It's this new phenomenon. I mean, it never used to be like this. You used to, when you would say something about a person, have to provide some kind of evidence. And if you didn't, there would be lawsuits. But the problem is when you have 10,000 different little TV stations dotted across the country that all reprint the same canned story that's fake news about Alex Jones, you know, how do you take down every single person like that? How do you sue every
That's
person?
The key. They're doing it in a mass swarm, premeditated.
Right.
Just like Trump.
Right. Right. And we know that they collude. I mean, the media in the White House press room, I mean, they all are in a Slack together. This is mainstream stuff. Gateway pundits, Lucian Wintrich, he experienced it.
Oh, I know folks at Fox. They say it's as bad as MSNBC. The only real people are like 3 or 4 people, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, Ingram to a certain extent, and they're all being bullied, and everyone wants them out, and now it's incredible.
Mm. And that just underscores the importance of InfoWars. You know, you mentioned it's 9 times out of 10, you guys reaching the president, you guys reaching the masses, and our Facebook page, God Emperor Trump, has been taken down 6 times. 6 times, InfoWars.
By the way, that's been retweeted by the president and by his son. You're reaching out. You're effective. It's right. Why you're banned.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but I was going to point out, 6 times, all 6 of those times, Alex Jones, InfoWars, or somebody here wrote a tweet, wrote an article, sent an email, and the page ends up coming back. It's truly a testament to the power and reach of InfoWars.
And that's why I went to Drudge. Only Drudge gets our six when they're lying about us and trying to ban us. And Drudge goes, here's his videos, decide yourself. And people go, just like they said, I said nobody died at the thing in Florida, at Parkland. And then Drudge linked to it, had 14 million views. And people really freaked out. They went, my God, you interviewed students saying the police stood down. And by the time they banned me a week later, it was in the news that we broke that. And it was shots over news cameras with people's cell phones. The news cameras weren't showing it. These were kids shooting it of other kids, and they were getting it to us, and they didn't want that out,
right,
that the sheriff stood down. So they said that I said nobody died to cover up that they stood down.
Right, which I thought that was some of the most powerful journalism I've really ever seen. Having the survivors who are awake and aren't just going to repeat whatever their teachers or their drama teacher, or whatever the case may be, they're going to actually use their own brains. And you're right, anytime you put something powerful like that, whether it's a meme, whether it's an article, whether it's a video or an interview, they have to turn that off. They have to silence it, and they're usually going to punish you for it, too, which maybe that's what's going on now.
Well, they thought when they started censoring and blocking everybody the last few years that it went from maybe 10% censorship to 80%, 90% in their own admissions. I kept saying, Facebook dials all conservatives back 80. They testify, we dial everybody back 80. Well, now it's like 97, because we have the metrics. Paul Watson, when he bragged that we've won on YouTube, and I said, dude, why did you brag? Why did you show him the billions of views? And it's not his fault. Paul will tell you, they then all said, oh, my God, it's true, and shadow banned him 97%.
And that is just so par for the course with these people. And it feels good to brag. I mean, I don't fault him too much for that, because he has achieved something fantastic. And if we were only on a level playing field, you know, I still remember we used to grow at an exceptional rate. And I released a viral video taken from a news source, heavily edited. I inserted graphics, music. Fair use. But they took that down. Ever since then, this has happened to me. I reached maybe 10% of my audience, turned way down, and nobody can find my page anymore. People tell me that they get unliked.
And that's why people have to understand. This isn't Pavlovian, where the dog doesn't do what you want, so you shock him. It does what you want, you give him a little kibble bit. That's dog training. And the globalists admit they're doing that to us. We're humans. We can go through pain for the greater good. Okay? It isn't about money. It isn't about fame. It's about restoring the republic. Just like Trump said, we are going to do the impossible. We've already done it. We are breaking their will right now. And I believe they've miscalculated with the 97% ban of Congressman Gates and others. The average Republican is about 80% banned right now. We have access to Google Analytics. You can look at their pages. And they have now have sites that track it for people. So people are learning about this. The growth curve, the learning curve is very quick. And so I think they've jumped the shark. If we push this, that's why I'm hammering so much. Because we're really activist news, folks. We're covering what's happening, but saying you are the power. You are the resistance. Go through the censorship. Set up new accounts. Share it by hand. Call on the talk radio. Call C-SPAN. Call Congress. Go down and shake that congressperson's hand and say, this is the big issue to you, shadow banning. And we're going to force this out, because you've already seen them back off a lot of the shadow banning now, Tom Pappert, because they saw Congress starting to wake up. That's the answer. They're very weak in what they're doing if we take action. Stealth is their order of control. We must destroy the stealth.
Absolutely. Well, you say stealth, but at the same time, they tell you openly what they're going to do. They just try to hide it. So you're right, though. Confronting them, beating this war drum, that is the way to do it until we see change.
Well, let me take the head of Twitter said we 6 months ago, he goes, we will crush conservatives. We will crush Trump. We will crush them.
Right.
I mean, this isn't them protecting people. They're crushing us. They're bullies.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All of our codes, all of our intelligence operatives, all of our government employees, all of their families, all their social security numbers, everywhere they lived, the government files on them was given to the Chi-Coms 6 years ago by Obama. The Pentagon came within 1 inch of a coup d'etat. It was decided to do an information war. Donald Trump was asked to join this 5 years ago. He took a year to decide. His wife said, you've got to do it. So when they claim she isn't for it, it's total crap. Melania said, you've got to do it. And I was told all this before he even showed up in Politico. Because they had an article that was actually pretty accurate in Politico. Like, Trump went to Scotland for almost a year. He retired, basically. And he just loved the country so much and hates them preying on average people who've been forgotten or hated. He just had to do it. And it's so real. It's so historic. It's so obvious. They hate him so much. And They hate me. They hate you. They hate everyone. It's just Hollywood and the globalist. I mean, what a bunch of scum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we were talking in the break. You know, I think the president probably had this moment where once you have this knowledge, once you know that's happened, once you know that our country is being sold out and average everyday people are being thrown under the bus and fed to the sharks, once you know this, it's kind of like your moral obligation to get out and fight and run your mouth and do whatever you can.
Exactly. And we're not just saying it. It's public. The Chinese dictator went to Davos after Trump got elected and said, we will stop him with U.S. leaders.
Absolutely.
I mean, damn it. I'm telling you, they talk about killing the president and arresting us. It's normal if your leaders and they meet with a foreign dictator and say, we're going to stop the American president. Those people end up getting arrested. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it used to be that way. We used to have something like a sane society where your words, your actions had consequences. But it seems to be that if you are a globalist, not just on the left, but if you specifically spew their venom and toe their line, then you are invincible in 2018. Nobody can take you down.
Well, that's it. You can threaten the president, everything. Because, I mean, I've never threatened Mueller or anybody for real. Because I'm nonviolent offensively because I don't want to make them martyrs. I mean, we're winning politically with ideas. They're the ones wanting violence. But they're calling for violence everywhere. So I make the point, politically, I want to have a showdown with High Noon. You know, we're going to beat him. That doesn't mean physical. To make the point that they would go crazy with that. It's like they think no one has a memory.
Right. And meanwhile, you have major actors saying, you know, well, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? You know, they make these jokes.
Or blow up the White House.
Right.
Madonna
right.
Or kidnap.
Barron with the
cage. Well, the New York Times says, here's where the Republicans play baseball.
Right.
They don't really have any security there.
And we all know where that led. It led to people getting shot, almost dying. If only that, you know, we are blessed by the fact the left does not seem to value the Second Amendment or improving their marksmanship skills. But it's just they can say whatever they want. They can threaten whoever they want. They can lie about Alex Jones. They can lie about President Trump. No consequences. If and Alex, you're obviously a very smart person because I've been watching you for years. You never slip up. You never do anything like that because you know they would come down on you and you never give them ammunition.
Well, I mean. Their only hope is a false flag or getting a crazy to attack them to make them victims. In fact, they keep saying Trump's threatening the media. He wants people to kill the media. He's not saying that. They're calling him a traitor, an enemy, saying arrest him. He's trying to reboot the country. He says, no, you guys in fake news are the enemy of the country. They go, oh, my gosh, you want to kill us. That's all over the news.
Right, right. They say it's Orwellian. They say it's Orwellian for President Trump to say, don't trust the media. It's like, did you read the book, people? The book was about a media and a government, a deep state. And
lying to you.
Situation. Yeah, lying to
yeah,
you.
Winston Smith works in the Ministry of Truth that kills the truth. In fact, I've got a clip here just of the compilations. There's several of these where they just repeat the same thing that he's Orwellian, or the walls are closing in, he's going down. This is over the last year with them saying the walls are closing in, he's going down. And again, they'll put out a talking point. Soros runs this country outside of Trump. Trump's trying to get control legally. Because Soros' Media Matters puts out the script, five paragraphs, and then literally thousands of publications, thousands, repeat it word for word.
And part of that is because they're not good people, let's be clear, because they're lazy, and they're so lazy that rather than actually having an independent thought, rather than doing some research and putting together some evidence to create your point, they will copy and paste that article for Media Matters. They'll change a couple words here and there so it's an original piece of content, gets you higher in the Google rankings, and that's how it happens. They don't care about the truth. It's all about getting clicks.
Because Google will promote you to the top if you tell a lie about Trump or Alex Jones.
Absolutely.
I don't think I'm that important. I mean, we represent grassroots. We're involved. We're rebooting America. They kind of see us as the spirit of America. Kind of InfoWars is like the mascot of America to the globalists. So if they can lie about it, tarnish it, and destroy it, they think they're going to win. And I'm not saying that to be heady here. If they can take us down, they believe they're going to have a major victory. And that's going to be a major propaganda win for them and something for their morale. That's why the fact that you've stood up for us, financially funded us, spread the word by hand, what you've done as the listeners and viewers and stations and affiliates has stood in the gap against the lies. It's really true. You are the second American Revolution. You are the new Paul Revere's, and I salute you from my very gut and center. Because it's not that you're supporting me. You're supporting your children, my children, posterity. My spirit thanks you because we are brothers and sisters together in this. And it really is unbelievably important. It is history. We're living it now. Tell folks about the station that you work at and manage and the show there, Tom.
So I'm at Great Plains Television Network. That's in Wichita, Kansas. And we cover a big swath of South Central Kansas. You can watch us over the air. You can watch InfoWars on KGPT 26.10. We're one of the first guys to pick up your guys' signal full time. So
I should have said, like, about a year ago or so you did, or longer, and now we've got over 400 TV stations, a bunch of, so it's happening. And that's another reason they want to shut us down.
Right. Well, and this is one thing that, I mean, I know it's old school, it's old media, a lot of people are like, TV, who watches that?
Hey, if they shut the web off, you go back to that. It's more important than ever.
Precisely.
Just like in the 1970s, AM was going bankrupt, Limbaugh comes in the 80s, people recognize, hey, there's no conservative voice, they'll come if it's the message, and it became a $50 billion industry since then. Exactly. And by the way, people are going back to AM radio again.
Yep.
Because they have to.
And you can't take it down. I mean, that's one thing. I used to say, you know, this darn FCC and their regulations, if only we didn't have these regulations like the Internet, the free and wonderful Internet. And now I know, after a few years of being on the Internet, the FCC, in a way, is a blessing. Because if you follow their rules, you can say
it's
what
just
you want.
Don't say cuss words.
Yeah, that's all.
It's
it is.
Like so easy. And I actually agree with that.
Yeah. And it's not like Facebook where you can't say the T word or the F word or the this word or the that word.
And there's always new words. And then I go, okay, well, the transsexuals were shaking their butts in front of two-year-olds. I think that's sex. I think that's abusive. Oh, my God, you just abused a baby transsexual. The baby transsexual deserves to put money in the G-string.
And these words.
See, and that's abusing children.
Right.
I'm like, my God, look at this local news. They have children with men on stripper poles giving them money. I think this is really crazy. I mean, would you have a field trip going to the strip bar? But see, because it was so powerful, they don't want it seen.
Right. And because you weren't celebrating it, you can celebrate this stuff and you're fine. You know, say, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. I love
it. Look at that 3-year-old stick that $10 bill in that big fat guy's G-string. God, that's hot.
And if you say that, that would never get taken down. In fact, you would be trending on Facebook for that statement. But because you're
hot, look at that. Oh, I love watching a dude in a wig with little kids. And, oh, man, this is awesome.
And so they would reward you for that. But if you have the audacity to tell the truth, to actually say, hey, now, wait a minute, not even saying anything big. Just saying, isn't this weird? 50 years ago, wouldn't we have been putting some people in jail for this? And now to question that, you know, you get turned off.
Well, they go further. They go, Jones beat up a trans child.
Right.
We're not going to show you the link, but how does showing them doing that turn into I bullied a trans child?
Well, and meanwhile, we have, I mean, visual evidence of them committing unspeakable acts, simulating pedophilia and simulating child rape. It's
you're talking about the Showtime show where the guy rapes a baby.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, James Gunn's a good guy. Ha, 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 ha. Your children belong to us, by the way.
Right.
And you know your mother is in hell. We're going to go to break. Come back with me. Co-host with me in the next hour. We have a very special guest speaking of these topics. Got all these top cardinals having to step down. And I'm not Catholic. But I'm not attacking the Catholic Church. This is the universities, Protestant Church, Catholics. They've been infiltrated by these pedophile rings. That's how they use it in intelligence operations to set people up. But it's definitely happening, and that's how they use it to get this new pope in, who's this globalist. So you've got the head U.S. cardinal, the head cardinal in Australia, resigning, stepping down, being indicted, being convicted of covering up sex crimes, abusing children. That's all coming up. Well, Isaac Cappy has been in a bunch of big films and had some big supporting roles. I mean, he's a B star out there in the whole panopticonic Aleister Crowley system of Devilwood. So he's going to be joining us. He says a lot of top stars tried to induct him into pedophilia. Now, we're not going to name names here. He's done that himself. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to kind of suss this guy out myself. I'm not going to attack him. I know how that goes on in Hollywood, but I'm going to suss him out myself. I just did a whole hour, didn't plug. Even though we're under mega attack, 40% off on the new fish oils. You get them all together, 25% off individually. Secret 12, 40% off. Vitamin D3. These are the new specials. Fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 of chloral silver iodine. It's all their bodies, ultimate consumer formula. If you don't fund us, we won't be here. Plus, these are great products. Get them today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.